AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutors in Kenosha, Wisconsin decide not to charge a white police officer in the wounding of 23-year-old black man Jacob Blake last summer. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Blake was shot 7 times last summer and was left paralyzed. It set off violent protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. District Attorney Michael Gravely says officers responded to a woman who had reported her boyfriend was not supposed to be around.
There are many commands disobeyed.
Gravely says officers, including Rustin Shesky, tased Blake. He also says Blake was armed.
Officer Shesky says, "I continued to fire until Jacob Blake dropped the knife."
The head of the local chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says not charging the officer continues the cycle of enabling police violence and evading accountability when they seriously injure or harm a black person. I'm Ed Donahue.
Last votes in the 2 Senate runoff elections in Georgia being cast. State election official Gabriel Sterling says he doesn't know yet how many people voted today.
We would love to see 1 million people vote because that means that we will really more than double the amount of vote we would have seen in a regular. The previous runoff record was 2.1 million. And that was the Saxby-Chambliss runoff in, don't make me do math at this point, I think it was 2004. So if we did this, we'd be at 4 million or so, which is almost double that.
Some 3 million people voted early in the state. An AP vote cast poll taken of more than 3,600 voters found 6 out of 10 say Senate control was the single most important factor in their vote for senator. Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler faces Democrat Raphael Warnock. Republican David Perdue is going up against Democrat John Ossoff. If both Democrats win, then President-elect Joe Biden's party would control the Senate. Hundreds of supporters of President Trump are demonstrating tonight in Washington's Freedom Plaza, cheering his baseless claims of election fraud a day before a congressional vote to affirm Biden's victory. This is AP News. Britain enters a 3rd coronavirus lockdown.
Rishi Sunak says many businesses will get further financial help, such as a $12,000 cash stimulus, as a new national lockdown further batters the economy.
In order to help support businesses through a difficult period through to the spring, today we've announced £4.6 billion of additional help. For businesses in the most affected sectors who are asked to close, they will receive up to £9,000 in a one-off cash grant.
The Chancellor supports Prime Minister Boris Johnson's move to plunge England back into a lockdown, saying the new COVID-19 variant has required an abrupt change of gear. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The congregation at a Lutheran church in New York City endures another crippling blow. After losing more than 60 members to COVID-19, St. Peter's has been hit by severe flooding caused by a rupture in a city water main, water damaging the sanctuary and basement. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.